Okay. Say you want to bring in some water for the kitchen. How would you bring it in?
Well, we used to have to bring it in buckets before we had our...
Was the bucket made of wood or metal or what?
Metal.
What would you call a bucket if it were made of wood?
Let me see now. What are they? What were they called?
I don't know.
I forgot. We used to, Dad used to have some old cedar buckets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot what they called them.
Well, when you went out to milk, say, you got a...
Pail.
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, I don't...
Not any, yeah.
I don't think there's any difference at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, where do you put your garbage in the morning?
I have a garbage can that I put it in, take it out and burn it.
You ever feed the pigs?
We used to have pigs, but we don't have pigs mm-hmm. now.
How about the old dirty wash water? Do you also feed that to the pig?
Wash water?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. We just carry that out back.
Yeah, some people did that.
He meant the kitchen sink, you know.
Oh.
No, that goes.
Oh, well, that
we
goes
did,
in
we
the
did.
Ground.
You know, we used that. You know, we called it slop.
Mm-hmm.
And we had what we had what we called a slop bucket. You know,
mm-hmm.
that set handy. You know, either inside or outside, and kept. If it was outside, it's kept covered up. Well, out or in, either was kept covered up. And so she would empty her dishwater and scraps and things. You know, in that. And, well, I. Give it a hog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was before we got any sink or anything.
Oh, yeah, that's been a long time ago. And when I had a bunch of kids here that had a good many scraps left, we eat our scraps now instead of giving them to the dog.
Well, it's cheaper that way.
Yeah, you can live much cheaper.
Yeah. What kind of utensils did you have when you were a child, remember, that you ate with?
What kind of
utensils? Knives, forks.
That's right.
Old black handle knives and forks, and I suppose the blades must have been steel.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there wasn't any in my kid days. There sure wasn't any fancy stuff.
No, there wasn't any steel.
Most of the knives and forks were homemade.
Mm-hmm. Made out of wood?
The handles mm-hmm. were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the handles were made out of wood.
What do you drink or
and,
eat soup with?
Of course, they bought the blacksmiths, country blacksmiths, usually made the knives and forks, you know. And I don't know, they had old metal spoons. I don't know whether they made them or whether they bought them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great big. I've seen them as big as my hand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also seen wooden spoons.
Oh, yeah, I've got them now.
Well, they weren't made like yours is made now.
No.
They were dug out with a pocket knife.
And so you probably bought yours, too.
Yeah, she bought hers. They were
mm-hmm.
machine made. And, you know, there was furniture makers in the country. There's two or three old chairs here. I don't know whether we got any at the house or not. There's
mm-hmm.
one down at the barn of old... homemade chairs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have gourds that they had for
yeah.
their dippers to drink water out
mm-hmm.
of.
Yeah.
Did you
ever
see one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've drank mm-hmm. out of a gourd.
What do you call this thing that you use when you put, when you want to put liquid in a bottle with a very small top?
Funnel.
You ever call that anything else?
What else do you call it?
I've never heard it called anything.
Ever heard it called tunnel?
Always heard it called funnel.
Funnel, yeah. Me too. Yeah, let's see. Oh, what's this instrument that